Nearly a century and a half ago, two armies shared a sentimental tune before one of the deadliest battles of the Civil War. It was a moment remembered by soldiers on both sides, a moment when men from both North and South longed for home sweet home. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside. My friends at 31 are ready for their after Christmas sale, and you won't want to miss out. 31 Gifts is the place you can find totes, thermals, purses, organizers, and so much more. Beginning December 26th, you can get some of your favorite 31 items at up to 75% off. Shop the outlet sale at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Plan to shop early to get the best selection at up to 75% off. The outlet sale is only on from December 26th through the 28th. The best deals of the season at my31bag.com.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden...
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
Don't wait. Call 911 immediately.
Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
As 1862 gave way to 1863, President Abraham Lincoln needed a Union victory to give strength to the Emancipation Proclamation that would become effective on January 1st. He pushed for the Union to engage the Confederate Army in Central Tennessee.
The Union Army marched out of Nashville on December 26th, 1862, the day after Christmas, and they got down here by the 30th of December.
Gibb Backlund says those armies met at Stones River. Of the 81,000 soldiers who fought here, there were 23,000 casualties.
That's a higher rate of casualties for any battle in the Civil War, except for the Confederates at Gettysburg. So in other words, if you fought here, your chances of being killed or wounded or captured were greater than anywhere, really.
On the evening of December 30th, the two armies camped just 700 yards from one another. The men knew a major battle would take place on this ground the next morning.
And that evening, the armies were faced off against one another, and armies had bands, and the bands were playing music that evening.
Their bands began to play patriotic tunes. Yankee Doodle for the North, Dixie for the South, were some of the music played as each band tried to drown out the other.
One of the bands started playing Home Sweet Home. The armies were within earshot of one another, so the opposite side took up the song as well, and both sides were singing Home Sweet Home on a night when many of the soldiers knew they wouldn't see another day after the next day.
The battle lasted until January 2nd. The Union prevailed and secured Central Tennessee, eventually pushing east to Chattanooga and Atlanta. Traveling the countryside in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.